Okay, this is an oral interview for a township history. We're interviewing today, May the 14th, 09, with Rose Bridwell. Rose, I'm going to ask you a few questions. What, if you don't mind telling me, what is your age?
I don't mind at all. I'm 91 years old.
Okay. What year were you born?
February the 22nd, 1918.
Okay. Were you married?
Yes, I'm a widow now.
You're a widow. What was your husband's name?
Noel Bridwell.
What was your maiden name?
Callahan.
Uh-huh. How long have you lived in this area?
Since 1934, so that would be 75 years, I believe. Yes,
yes, yes it is. Did you go to school in this area?
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth schools. Uh-huh. Was your family from this area?
Well, my father's people were all from Jackson, Ohio.
Okay.
And we moved to Portsmouth when I was about 6 years old. I think it was about 1924. And, of course, my mother and father stayed down here. But my mother was born in Scioto County.
Oh, okay. How has this area changed in the years you've been here?
Oh, it's changed. Yeah. It's changed a lot. A lot. Just in the last 15 years, there's been a big change in it. All down on the river from Friendship clear down to Buena Vista. I hadn't been down that way for several years, and my granddaughter took me down to Pond Ryan about 6 weeks ago, and I thought, well, I'll go up there and see all the houses of the people I knew many years ago. I went up there and I couldn't even find the houses.
Oh,
they'd changed. A lot of them, of course, were torn down. But there was a few that were still standing the last time. Just in the last 20 years, it's changed considerably. And even I couldn't even pick out the places where a family lived. You know, it changed that much. And then on down on the river, clear down to Buena Vista, it's changed a lot. A lot of the houses have been torn down. A lot of them has been remodeled, and a lot of new ones down there. So it just isn't the same drive to me as it used to be, because then all the people are gone, you know. So many people that I knew are gone because, you know, if they were, say, 50 years old when I knew them, well, they're all gone.
Oh, yeah.
I have to stop and think a lot of times about where have the years went? And how did I ever get this old? I think about that a lot.
Now,
know.
How long have you lived here in this house?
In this house? 51 years up here.
Where did you live prior to
We this? Lived down on 52, right at the intersection of 125 on 52.
Oh, okay.
And we lived on the other side of the 52, on the left-hand side going down the river.
So down by Turkey Creek, huh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Turkey Creek was right by our door.
Right by your door. Well, Mom said she used to swim down there in Turkey Creek.
Yeah. There was a lot of good places down there to swim.
Yeah.
But the storms and, you know, different things has changed the creek around.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a bridge in, a new bridge down there. Oh, it's been 50-some years ago, and changed the course of the creek, you know. I'd even can't pick out places almost when I go up Turkey Creek where people used to live.
Really?
You know? Uh-huh.
Now, what are some of the businesses that you remember in this area?
Well, there's not too much left down here now. We had a general store right there at 125 and 52, and we just sold everything, you know. Noel's father started the store in 1908 when he was married, and Noel's mother were married that year. And he had a country store there, you know. And back in them days, they didn't sell all this modern stuff they got now. But he had a grist mill, and he ground corn for people, you know, He had a pretty good sized piece of ground down there. He always raised a lot of garden stuff, but he closed. Well, Noel's mother closed it out in 1928 because he died that year. And he was also the postmaster at that time. Well, she took over the postmaster's job. And she kept that job and sent Noel on through school. He was in the eighth grade when his father died. And, of course, then after he grew older, he took it over from her. And we've been gone since 1968 was when we sold out. But there's a building down there now, but they got, it's a, well, they do a lot of business. It's a, they sell like windows and doors and all a lot of different items like that. And then next door to it is a, used to be a motel, real nice motel. And that is kind of like a rest home now. Of course, that wasn't there when I first come down to Friendship. Then next to that, there's a real nice dairy bar. And they do a good business. And then, well, that's just about all that's left in Friendship now, when there used to be three or four other stores. And
now, did Stockham's close?
Yeah, they had a store. Well, they closed, I just kind of have to remember, Mr. Stockham was postmaster, too, for a long while, and then his daughter-in-law was, and then his son, Jack. And Jack had it down at Friendship, right, in the addition down there. Mm-hmm. And he, I think he retired about, well, just about 3 or 4 years ago. Now it has moved up there in a real nice building where that dairy bar is. Got a real nice post office down there.
So there's no grocery at all down that area? There used to be two, and now there's nothing.
No. Well, now, Jack had a grocery store for a while, but we sold ours out, and then another couple ran it, but they're all gone now. They're all gone. There was a gas station down here, too, for a while, and it's just been out a little over a year. But the lady that ran it, her health was poor.
Is that what it was? I was wondering why.
Bodie's. It was called Bodie's.
Yes.
And Mrs. Bodmer ran, Ann Bodmer. She just had to get out of it. She said she just couldn't keep up with it.
What about your neighbors?
Oh, there's...
Who've been your neighbors?
Well, on the, this side of us, the upper side, we have real nice neighbors, and they're all real nice. Of course, over here on the other side of it is this big Whispering Pines, they call it.
Okay.
And they're all real nice homes, you know. But I don't know too many of them. You know, people don't neighbor like they used
right.
to.
Mm. So who have you? Who's been your neighbors over the years, if you've been here for such a while?
Well, people by the name of Jim and Marie Kennedy was here. This upper side of us. And Winters, Mr. and Miss Winters, they're both gone, but now their son's up there, Bob and Joanne. They're awful good neighbors. And then a lady lives down here at the bottom of the hill. Her name is, in this awful, I can't think of it. Talk to her. Well, and that's disgusting when you get.
Well, I think we all do that.
Yeah. And then over here across the road, now, I used to be know who lived over there, but I don't anymore. And then next on down, I had a wonderful neighbor there. Their name was Houston. And, well, they've all gone. They're all dead, you know. And then these people over here, Floyd Holsinger lived next door to us. Of course, Floyd died. I think everybody knew Floyd about it. 10 years ago, they were fine neighbors, he and his wife. And there were several other people over there. And
now, you mentioned the Brickies had lived across
Yeah, they lived there. That was your, some of your ancestors lived in this house here in front of me. It's ready for a wrecking situation now. It's old. But I know I was raised in town. The houses was all close together, you know, and of course our neighbors in one block there, we knew every one of them, you know. It was kind of strange to me to come down here and live in an area where there wasn't hardly anybody around you, but I got used to it.
Now, these brick homes have, I mean, they've not been here all that long, have they? The homes that are around you now?
This home back here, that was my son's home. And, let's see, well, he died May the 22nd, 1963, 46 years ago, 47 years ago, yeah. And his wife, Sandra Hall, still is back there. She remarried a nice man. And then my grandson, he lives on back behind that.
And what was your son's name?
Your
son?
Roger. He died in a drowning accident.
That's what I was going to ask you, because my mother remembers him, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, let's see. Roger, it's 47 years ago. It's coming, I think, next Friday. Mm-hmm. He'll be gone 47 years. Yes. I just can't believe it.
I know.
Because Todd, that's his son, he was 46. And, yeah, sure was a bad time in our lives.
Oh, I imagine. Now, what, did you have any other children?
No, just Roger. But I've got, Todd had two, a boy, Todd. Well, I'll get it straight, but Todd erases.
Edit this, she says.
Did you?
Oh, he
until
will.
Later,
yeah.
Todd had a little boy. Or Roger had a little boy, Todd, who was like one day of being 6 months old when he died.
Uh-huh.
And now Todd's grown, and he's got two children of his. I've got a girl and a boy, granddaughter and a grandson. They keep us busy.
I bet they do. Now, are there any other Bridwells around in this area?
Well, there used to be several Bridwells down here, but they've all passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Noel's father, Al Bridwell, that played baseball.
Okay, Al was his father.
Al and Noel's father were first cousins.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, Al's been gone a long time, uh-huh. You know. And he played with Cincinnati and St. Louis and played with Brooklyn, I believe, too. He was... in the big leagues, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they have banquets now. This baseball banquet, mm-hmm. They have every... And Noel and I always went. They always sent us tickets to come. But this year I didn't get to go. I was having some back problems and I didn't get to go.
Now that film that they made, you were on that film, weren't you? Mm-hmm. You weren't?
Not as I know of. If I'm in the movies, I don't know it.
I mean, they had a real nice baseball film that they were showing on all the baseball players from this area, the history of baseball.
Al was in it several times.
Yes.
See, that's been, gosh, Al quit playing ball back in the teens.
Mm-hmm.
He played, I think, I think he played in about 1908, probably to about 1914 or 15. He had quite a stretch in the playing ball. Then he was sheriff here in Souda County one time, too, out west.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Branch Rickey spoke of him several times on that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I met him a couple times. He was real nice. He was a quiet man.
That's it for my questions, if there's anything else you want to talk about.
Well, I really don't know of anything.
It's hard when you're put on the spot.
This was completely unrehearsed.
Well, that's what we want. We don't want to rehearse things.
Yeah. No, I tell you, now, Noel, my husband, he'll be gone 2 years. The 28th day of this month.
Oh, 2 years.
And he would have been 93 in September, and he died in May. And if he would have been with me now, he would have been 95 this coming September.
Oh, really?
And we were married 73 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you live with somebody 73 years, death, give them up in death, it's hard. Yes.
You have a very nice home.
Well, thank you. I said, it's not elaborate, but I said, we were raised, both of us, in real old homes, you know, mm-hmm. and the floors was always ice cold in the winter, mm-hmm. and in the summer, you'd burn up sleeping upstairs, you know, and I used to say to my mother, when I get grown and get a house, I'm going to have warm floors, and boy, I do. I can walk around here in this house. It'll be way below zero, barefoot, and it'll be just as warm as it can be.
And you have a very nice view out there.
Yeah.
Looking out over.
Yeah, it is. There's a nice view out here. It's awful hard for me to try to keep it like I'd like for it to look, but as long as it's clean.
Well, it's a lot of hard work, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm real glad you come down. It's been nice talking to both of you. And this Terry over there, I know he's an asset to you, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He's a lot of help to me. I don't want to do that.
When I was a little girl, I used to enjoy going to the library.
Did you?
And when I used to go, when you go in the front door there, to your right, that was all for kids there.
Really?
Uh-huh. And that fireplace, is it still in there?
Yes, it is.
Well, I think that it had gas logs or something in it.
Yeah, I think so.
And once in a while, they would light them. Mm-hmm. And then they had something around it, like a rail, that you couldn't get near it, mm-hmm. you know. And, oh, I thought it was beautiful in there. Well, it is.
It's
pretty.
Beautiful.
And I would get me a book and sit down and read it, you know. And I loved those Bobbsey twins when I was a kid. And I'd go there and read them, you know, and take them back. My mother would say, now you take that book back, you know, when you're through. And then I'd get me another one. And I got to reading those Tom Swift books. They were boys' books.
Yeah.
But boy, I liked them too, and I read them. Then I'd go up there sit sometimes. They had little tables there for little kids, you know, and I'd sit there. And it seems like I always could read. I don't know, but I always knew what it was about. And I sure loved them Bobbsey twins. Then they had another one called Bunny Brown and Sister Sue. And I liked, they wasn't as popular as the Bobbsey twins, but I liked them. And I always did like to read.
Yes.